I was so glad when you decided to come over for some coffee. I mean, new neighbors should get to know one another, right? And I just want to be such a good neighbor for you. So if you ever need to borrow anything, a cup of sugar, or some milk, you can always come over. So how do you like your coffee? Cream? Sugar? Oh, black? It's a bit dark, but I guess suppose everyone has their tastes. I like mine really sweet. Well, here you go. I hope you like it. I have a bit of a coffee taste to me, so I get the really expensive stuff, and I want you to have the best. I think it would be really good if we started off on the right foot, because when I saw you moving in, I felt something. Like, we were meant to know each other in this life. You know what I'm saying? No, that'd be so silly. Did you want anything to eat with that? I baked some lovely croissants this morning for you. I have a chocolate and raspberry. What's your favorite? Oh, almond. I don't have any almond. Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I messed up. No. It is a big deal. I should have known what you liked. I don't know how. I shouldn't have fucked this up. I should have known. I should have been able to tell from looking at you that you liked almond croissants, and I made chocolate and raspberry. I'm such an idiot. I'm so sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I just wanted this to be so good for us. The first impression is what really matters, right? And the first impression of seeing you, oh, it was breathtaking. I think you were hopping out of the truck and you were kind of sweaty, I think, from loading it up or something. And your shirt was clinging to you and your shorts were riding up your bottom. I had such a nice look. I think I could even see your cock through your pants. I know it's so terribly dirty, but I couldn't help but look at you. And that's why I really wanted to have you over for coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if you find this all so forward, but it's okay. We're going to be really good neighbors. We live so close. And I just wanted to be sure that you would stay close. And I don't want you going near the other neighbors. They're terrible people. Regina from across the street, she doesn't even trim her bushes. Mm-mm. And I'm pretty sure that's a reflection of her vagina, too. It's disgusting, but I keep it really nice and neat. Do you want to see? Oh, don't be like that. You know I really want to be the best neighbor for you. The kindest and sweetest, that maybe we could become roommates. Don't be so silly. Of course we would be good roommates. I could make you your almond croissants that you really like. Wouldn't that be amazing? Every morning, your black coffee and your sweet almond croissants. And I know you like your coffee black, but I could get some cream for you. I know I'm being dirty. Sorry. You make me so naughty. I'm so impressionable by you. I just can't take my eyes off of you. Why are you fidgeting? Do I make you nervous? You shouldn't feel that way. I just want to make you happy. No one else here is going to make you happy. I can prove it to you. I'll make you really happy. I'll make it so you never want to talk to any of the other stupid women in this neighborhood. You should just make sure you always come to me if you want coffee. And I'll make sure you get your croissants. And I just really, really want to be in your life. I'll do anything to be in your life. I'll do anything to anyone to be in your life. I want you to remember that. Now, you might feel a little strange right now. I know you like your coffee black, but I did put something in it. You should feel pretty relaxed, right? Which is kind of weird because coffee should get you wired and almost too tense. I don't like it all the time. That's why I sweeten it so much with cream and sugar. But I do like expensive coffee. It's very important to have that sort of appearance about you, right? I mean, you seemed impressed when I pulled out the bag. And I'll always have that for you. And hopefully, maybe soon we won't need this. Where I'll have to have you relaxed in your chair, unable to move your arms and legs. Because I was so worried you would run away. You're just so special to me, and I don't want you to leave. Not until I can prove to you what you mean to me. The best part about this is not all of you is relaxed. It leaves a certain part of you I might have mentioned earlier still at my disposal. Oh, don't try to struggle. It's just gonna make you really tired, and I really want you to enjoy this because I know I'm going to enjoy this. Now let's just see what's under here. Oh my. It's much bigger than I imagined. When I first saw you, I just assumed it was perfect, of course, but it's so large. Oh, but I promise you, I'll take very, very good care of it. Now just sit still. Not like you can't anyway. And just try to enjoy this. Because I know I'm very good for you. Do you like it? I can tell you, no one else is going to be able to treat your cock like this like I can. Oh, you taste better than I thought. Oh, I want no one else to ever have this. I'm going to be the best neighbor you could ever think of. I want to milk you every morning and put you with my sugar and my coffee. So that way I can start off every day with you inside of me. Oh, it seems to be working. You're getting so hard. I know you like it. Of course I know you like it. The drug I gave you isn't an aphrodisiac. It's not an enhancer. It's just to make you relax. I know my mouth is making you this hard. I know you're going to love this. You're going to love me. I'm going to make sure you love me as much as I love you. Pre-cum tastes so good. Look, it's like lip gloss on my lips. That's it. Close your eyes. You can enjoy it. It's the best service you'll ever get. I take all of you, all of your cock in my mouth. You're gonna come for me. Uh-huh. Oh, you're gonna give me all of your cum. Mm-hmm. And I'm only the only person you give your cum to ever again. Mm-hmm. 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 It's gonna be for my coffee. It's gonna go in my baking. It'll always be with me. And if I ever find out you give your cum to someone else, I'm gonna take it away from you. And I'll keep it for myself. Uh-huh. I'll stuff it. And I'll keep it as a dildo. A reminder that I can always have your cock with me. But if you just keep giving me your cum only, you can keep it too. Now come for me. Give me your cum. You taste so good. You're all mine. Best neighbors ever.